You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's a story that's out where they have already gone around and they started asking people about the top sides that they are looking forward to on their Thanksgiving table. And you know, Jer, it's the usual suspects. It's the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the mac and cheese, sweet potatoes, and green bean casserole.
Yeah, there's always that one person that likes it for sure.
It's a very much a love-hate type of thing. Gretchen will always make that, and she swears by it and loves it. And
yeah, I mean, I'll take a little dollop of it just to appease whoever brought it. Not, you know, just to make sure I'm not being rude. But my side is just the gravy. The side for me is the gravy. I will sit there with a bowl of gravy and a couple rolls and just soak it up and
give it
hell.
Your face down into it.
God, I love gravy, man.
I love gravy,
especially Thanksgiving gravy that's made with all the drippings, and mom shreds up some of the turkey in it, so it's kind of a chunky gravy, and man, it's tasty. Really, really tasty.
I like that sweet potatoes in the top five. I have gone ahead and laid down the law to my wife that I will be making my crock pot sweet potato recipe for Thanksgiving, which she has begrudgingly said okay. She's a bit of a kitchen Nazi for the holidays. She's very much a control freak for holiday cooking. Well, just the kitchen in general. I mean, that's like her domain, and she does not like other people putzing around in the damn kitchen. But I've told her, I said, I don't care what you say. And she doesn't like the crock pot sweet potatoes either. So, A, I'm in the kitchen, and B, she doesn't even like that dish. So for the last few years, I haven't had it. But this year, I was like,
I
don't care.
You got to make it.
Get out of the way. I'm making it.
That's our go-to. That's what we bring, is the crock pot full of the sweet potatoes. And it's like a blended, you know, it's really smooth and creamy. And we put in the can of the crushed pineapple in it. Man, it's so good.
I've never put a can of crushed pineapple in. I might have to.
I should send you the one that Knick Knack makes that is truly like candy. And it does call for a couple cans of crushed pineapple, which adds something incredible to it.
I love that. Send that. Well, actually, you don't need to. Now I'll know. I'll just go buy crushed pineapple and throw it in.
I think there's a couple other things, too. But yeah, it's.
I love the recipe that I have. It's delish. So thank you. But I'm going to make mine, but I am going to steal her pineapple hack.
Yeah, just toss a can in, man. Keeps
and do that.
Moist.
You know, this year for because you get together with your family like every 4 days, so you see your family 50 times a year. And I know you've got your big spread at Thanksgiving where you guys will have at least probably, 10, 12 people at least. But for us, it is just going to be the three of us this year. That's it. There's no family coming out. They decided the airfare was too expensive on Gretchen's side. They were going to come out. They're like, it's too expensive. So it'll just be either the three of us or maybe Zoe's boyfriend will come over. He's the one who talks a lot.
Oh, okay. You're not a fan of the talker?
No, that's the funny. You explain this to me because I know people can relate to this. Is there somebody in your life who you really like, but you're not crazy about being around them? You like them.
Sure, okay. All right.
So he's a great guy, and I so endorse his relationship with Zoe, and I love those two as a couple. They're great. He will never stop talking, and that's
I'd rather have it that way than somebody just sitting there not talking, you know, for the entire meal and silently judging.
What's wrong with a happy medium? You know, and I also prefer it actually over the other way around, where I don't like the guy and he's got great, you know, table presence and stuff. Yeah. I'd rather that I like him and everything's good and I can just sit there and try to.
He's too talkative.
I mean,
can you tell him to tone it down? Say, hey, please stop talking so much. What do you think this is? A family event? Knock it off.
Dude, you can make fun of me all you want. But when there's four people at a table and he talks 98% of the time and the other three people talk 2% combined.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh. You know, and Zoe is not a big talker, and she has mentioned to him time every once in a while, she says, when they're out and about, she's like, can you just shut up for a little while?
I turn it into a game, though. I would just keep egging him on, keep asking him quick little questions just to see how long he can go. Pull this kid's string, man. I would have some fun with it.
Oh, I might try to record like a 10-minute segment And you can see how much everybody else talks at the table compared to this guy. He's got a lot to say about everything.
Well, I mean, I guess good for him, I guess. He just knows a lot. He needs to let everybody know.
You know, it's probably just nerves is what I've thought.
Yeah, although, but they've been together for a while, haven't they? They've been around you.
Yeah, but I think he might just be in social situations. That's his way of dealing with
defense mechanisms.
Like me, I'm an introvert, right? So when I'm in a social situation, I go the other direction. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to talk on the radio. It's another thing when I'm in a social situation, if there's more than three or four people, that's when I get kind of quiet and I just listen. I'm a listener. But he, I think, his nerves in a social setting are that he gabs. Haven't you ever been out, and I notice this all the time, if I go out to a restaurant and you see a table with like two or three or four people, there will always be that one person who dominates at that table.
Yes.
Always.
I have this experience with my daughter's gymnastics class that we take her to, and we usually hang out at the rec center. One of us will, you know, work out, one of us will watch her, or we'll both work out, whatever. I've moved fully to the workout camp because when you sit there and watch her and wait for that hour, there is one woman there that dominates the conversation for everybody, and she has to let everyone know that she knows everything, and she talks loudly as possible about every little thing. She's giving parenting advice to other people there, and I finally, like, I had to get up a few times and walk away. I was like, I cannot listen to this person anymore. Like, yeah. A total know-it-all. And it kills the fun vibe of watching your kid do something. Because she just sits there, talks about everybody's issues and what's going on. And like, oh, stop. Stop it. She would not be invited to Thanksgiving.
It's fun if you go out and you see a table near you with three or four people. Make it into your own little game. Like, see if you can figure out who the dominating talker is at a table of three or four.
Yeah.
And there's always one, and they will not stop. And that's Zoe's boyfriend.
That's him.
You know, the other good thing he's got going for him? I may have told you this, but I may not. About 6 months ago, he cut off the man bun.
Oh, okay. That's a big step.
How about that?
Did Zoe tell him to do that, or did... What was that all about?
She is so chill in relationships. It's hilarious. Like, she can go 2 weeks without seeing him. She's like, eh.
Yeah, she's really chill. Good.
Yeah. But I think he may have just heard from enough people. It's like, dude.
Really? Chop it.
College
Chop
student.
Chop it, bro.
Man bun. Really? Can you be more of a trope and a cliche?
Yeah, is that even a thing anymore, the man bun? I mean, he went through a phase where it was everywhere. But
there's still, we got some people listening right now with man buns.
Hey.
And we're just like, dude, really?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it now.
And don't be all, you know, stubborn, like, oh, because you said no, I'm not. No, you really should.
It's time. It's surprise your family this year for the holidays and chop it off.
You don't know that people are talking behind your back how foolish you look, but you
chop it off and then wrap it and then give it to somebody for Christmas.
As a gift.
Yes. This is for you. White elephant time.
Oh, my God. Here come the hate emails now and text messages.
Fine. Yeah, they'll be fine.
That's all right. You know, if they want to send some hate, that's fine.